In planning this program, Jim Knox and I talked about some of the songs that we really love. That's always fun in putting together the program to think of this wonderful repertoire. And one that I remember was my father's favorite. It was my Wild Irish Rose. So that became the program title. And when we started really looking through, we found that we had enough Rose songs to do several programs, so we had to be somewhat selective. We'll save some for next year. And we came up with three that I think characterize several aspects of Irish music. The first one we chose, and you will of course all know it, is a Thomas Moore song. It's one where he adapted a traditional Irish tune for his own lyrics, and that's The Last Rose of Summer. Then the second song in the set is one by Victor Herbert. Now, Victor Herbert, of course, was in Pittsburgh for several years at the turn of the century as director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Victor Herbert also has Irish blood running through his veins. He's the grandson of Samuel Lover, who was composer of all of these wonderful Irish songs. And then the third and the last song before intermission is the one that really represents turn of the century American Irish music. So we'll begin the set with Thomas Moore's Last Rose of Summer.